Welcome to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, the podcast for inspiration and encouragement. Welcome to episode 31, Is This the End? I want to talk about the coronavirus and what it has exposed in our society, but more importantly, what it has exposed about you. Here we are, right in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, which should be the perfect time to demonstrate those emotives that we so eloquently proclaim on social media, which should have given us the perfect opportunity to really act in compassionate ways. And yet what I am seeing is that far too many have chosen indifference. And just so that we're clear, indifference is marked by a lack of interest, enthusiasm, or concern for something. Or better yet, apathetic, being indifferent to suffering and poverty. This virus has caused people to act in ways that have not reflected their hope or belief in humankind. Instead, it is showing us that my neighbor doesn't matter because I need to hoard everything possible to save myself. If we are truly all in this thing together called life, then how do you explain the empty shelves at the grocery stores? How is it that you can say you love your fellow man, but be a part of preventing them from buying those same necessities because you're buying as if this is the end of the world? And we all know that in the end, nothing will save you from the judgment that is to come if your hope and faith does not rest in Jesus Christ. If you're a believer, this should break your heart. This should break you. And if you're not a believer, you have to ask yourself, what does it matter that I have enough toilet paper, hand sanitizer, rice, bottled water, and whatever else that we cannot get our hands on because of you if you're not around to consume it? I have seen a few posts online where people are bringing up predictions of various people that were made within the last 10 to 15 years or so. But let me direct your attention to the absolute authority on the subject, the Bible, where it has a lot to say, starting with this verse found in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. It says that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Now, for the Christian, we are told to avoid such people. However, this can also be the perfect time that you and I, as Christians, can be a light to those who believe that hoarding will save them. I believe what the Bible tells me in that there is no one good, not one, but it is the power of God working in you and through you by His Holy Spirit that compels you to good works by His saving grace, and not as the humanists would believe that everyone is basically good, which we now know not to be true. Now, am I saying that Christians aren't hoarding? No. In fact, I hope that if you, as a self-professed Bible-believing Christian, are hoarding out of fear due to this virus, I pray that you would be convicted by the Holy Spirit to put your faith back into the one who saved you from death and defeat in the first place, which is your first love. I would also like to encourage and remind everyone that according to Matthew 24:6, where it says this, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet." Be good to your neighbor. Be kind to your neighbor. And above all else, love God and love others. And before you ask yourself, who is my neighbor? Your neighbor is anyone who is in need. We are all in this together and should start acting like it by our deeds and not by our fears. Thank you for listening. I love you all very much indeed.